The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
It always feels odd, Sarah Barry, Managing Director of Stray FM, to welcome you to the show when I feel like the guest this week. When James Stanley's off. But welcome to the show, Sarah Barry.
Oh, it's all right, Tom. It shouldn't feel too weird.
It's lovely to be able to say happy birthday to somebody on the Business News Desk.
Isn't it just, and somebody who's still younger than me, sadly.
So Berwyn Solicitors have celebrated their 30th birthday in the last week. And it's a double celebration within 2 weeks because they also won the Local Hero Award at Stray FM's Local Heroes for the best charitable company in the area as well, didn't they?
They did, and it is long time coming and very well deserved, actually. So well done to Paul Berwyn and his amazing team at Berwyn's. Really well deserved. They have a really good team ethic. They raise loads of money, thousands of pounds for charities, and they've done that for as long as they've been going.
And to be a company that's been around for 30 years, a local company that's been around for 30 years, you've got to be quite forward thinking, haven't you?
Really forward thinking, and I think looking at the way they're set up and their business model, they really do specialise in lots of different areas, you know, the usual stuff you'd expect, like family law, business, property. The one thing I think that really stands out for me for Berwyn's is their USP, really. I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're very nationally and internationally known now for their digital law. So Paul Berwyn did take a little sort of step sidewards in effect and recruited internally a new MD a few years ago so that he could really focus on the digital side of the business and really evolve into the new technology, the new world.
And that's a really great example. We talked about this with To Inspire a few weeks ago on the show, of a growth mindset, of going, we're not standing still, we're going to embrace this new emerging market for our business and become experts in it. And therefore, you know, as a business, any kind of business, if you're thinking like that, the likelihood is you're going to find new ways to make money and grow.
Absolutely. I mean, he's had the foresight, hasn't he, to look and think, yeah, this is the way things are going. This is what we need to do. What I really love about this company is the way they describe their culture. And Paul himself says it's like a real big adventure working for Berwyn's. Who wouldn't want to work there?
Absolutely. Well, work should be an adventure. It's an adventure every day at Stray FM.
It is.
We'll go from one solicitors to another. Newton Solicitors have been doing something great as well. Not a big birthday this time, but it's about the future.
It is about the future. So Newton's have just announced that they have their first trainee as qualified to being a fully fledged solicitor.
Fantastic.
Under their trainee program. Yeah, so Ryan Carter is called. He's only age 24. And he started working while still at uni as an office assistant for them about 2 years ago. And they recognised the fact that he had something special. Real diligence, which you really do need, obviously, in
Absolutely.
That particular field. And embarked on this training course. So, yeah, 2 years nearly in the training aspect. What I liked about it, what Ryan says himself, is that he's had the opportunity within Newton's to learn about every single side of the business while still studying, and he's got a bright future ahead now.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so important for businesses to be investing in that future. Who's going to be filling those roles? And to link it back to that Berwyn story, have you got people in your business who can help you spot those new avenues and maybe take them on in the future and become internally part of that, and rather than having to think externally, you can grow from within. Grow your own wood, as you said earlier.
Yes,
Sarah.
Grow your own wood. It's a phrase that's maybe long overused, but I really like that, because the other thing you get is this loyalty.
Yes.
You really do get that from a very early age as people develop, you know, social skills, everything. You get real buy-in from a young age. I think that's fantastic.
Now, more than one in three UK businesses apparently don't realise that they're in line for a tax cut next year. And if you don't realise this, then now's the time to find out about it. And that could be worth thousands of pounds to your business. In fact, it's estimated that 600,000 companies could be exempt from paying any business rates. And that's a charge effectively equivalent to council tax for businesses. This is Mark Rigby from the CVS Business Rates and Rent Specialists, and says all firms need to be aware that their rates will be re-evaluated this year.
The net effect is neutral as far as the government and local authorities are concerned. They still collect the same amount of tax. but basically a revaluation shifts the burden around. So there will be winners and losers.
So thousands of pounds available potentially for small businesses.
Well, six is the magic number because, yes, there's that many companies are going to be exempt from paying these business rates, but you could actually save as much as £6,000 next year.
Wow.
If you qualify. And it's really relevant in this area because there's going to be, I think, a lot of businesses that do qualify for this saving. So effectively how it works is you've got to be a business with a what they call a rateable value of below £15,000. Mm-hmm. So at the moment they're assessing what your rateable value is right now. And yeah, you'll save the money. It's fab.
Just having that money available, an extra £6,000 effectively, extra cash flow for you in a year.
Extra cash flow, extra investment, could be an apprentice.
Yeah.
Part-time worker. It's really good news for
use
all
that
companies.
Absolutely, to use it as a springboard for your growth.
Yes, absolutely. You could market the company and do anything with that. Obviously, bad news for those companies that are going to have to somehow cover the costs of larger organisations, but they can probably afford it.
Absolutely, I'm sure they'll find a way to make it work. Sarah, thank you so much for your time, as always, and you can find out more business news on our website, strayfm.com.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning.